Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you doing this morning? It is 9:30, November 22nd. New York is like funny weather. We have funny weather. It's hot, cold, rainy, you name it. I guess fall, Mother Nature, what the heck. How are you doing, family? I know it's been a minute, and I'm here with you today. First, I'd like to thank my people in my archivers, my people in my chat rooms, and I like to thank people that email me about different things about the show. Thank you, and I appreciate you. Folks, I know it's Sunday, and I know you're probably archiving this, but I wanted to catch you before you went out and bought that turkey and all that Thanksgiving stuff, because you know Thanksgiving is this Thursday, and I want you to realize that you can do Thanksgiving on the cheap. And that's what we're talking about today, Thanksgiving on the cheap. But before we get into that, you know we have to get into the basics. I'm giving away free stuff. All you have to do is visit my Facebook page, answer a simple question of what kind of topics you want to see next year, who would you like for me to interview, answer some simple questions, the best answers to the questions, receive a free Cheap Cheetah t-shirt, keychain. I'm giving all this stuff to you because why? Because we're family. So visit the Cheap Cheetah page on Facebook, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show page on Facebook, and every month I'm giving away something different with a different question, so be part of it. Also, you know the Frugal Books, Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less, and Holiday Savings, the Cheap Cheetah Way, also free ebooks. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I also have books on Smashword and Amazon, all that good stuff. If you have a product or service, or if you like to come on the show relating to saving, making, and having fun with money, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. And, folks, I'm still going to buy you that cup of coffee. I'm having a meetup group. It was going to be in November, but maybe I'll just bump it down to December. A meetup group in December. I like for all you people to come out and visit because we're family and we haven't seen each other for a while. So the coffee, tea, or hot chocolate's on me. If you're interested in knowing where our first Cheap Cheetah meetup is going to be, then email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and I will gladly share the information with you. Also, I will be doing a webinar soon. I'll let you know about that. For the people who can't do the meetup in person, we can always do a webinar. So I got a lot of fun stuff coming up for you folks. And on that, Thanksgiving on the cheap. We know Thanksgiving is one of the big holidays. You got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, you got Hanukkah's coming up in between there. You got a lot of holidays coming up, which means money. But today we're talking about Thanksgiving on the cheap. And we have a couple of days to run around and get the turkey, get the dressing, especially if we're doing all the cooking. So let me give you words of advice here. First of all, you got to find out, by now you should know who's cooking, okay? If you have to do the cooking, then so be it, but you got to find out how many people you got to cook for, and you got to sit down, you got to make your budgets and your menus and everything, because you do not do Thanksgiving blindly, meaning I know I have to cook, so I'm going to go in the store and try to get everything I need to get without saying, okay, I'm going to spend this much per person per meal. Because if you go in there blindly and just buy everything you got to buy for Thanksgiving without really thinking about the cost, you're going to run into at least $100 or more. And really, I'm stressing the more factor. So find out if you're cooking. If you're not cooking, even better. But if you're cooking, do it on a budget. Okay. Find out, like I said, how many people you're having and how much you want to spend per serving. Okay? Because I've seen chicken Thanksgiving turkeys now, which are like 59, 69 cent, 99 cent, $1.19. But the catch is you have to spend $50, which you're going to automatically do to buy the rest of the sides and stuff for Thanksgiving, let alone dessert. So, first of all, number one, if you're doing all the cooking, why don't we do potluck? Okay? Tell people, look, I'll make the turkey, and maybe I'll make some chicken too. And you bring the sides. You bring the sweet potatoes. You bring the vegetables. You bring the pastries. You bring the salad. Do a potluck. That way, that's less on you. And everybody gets to participate. Because, you know, Thanksgiving is a family thing, and it's all well and fine. It's not about the food. It's about getting together. So if everybody participates in bringing something, even better. You know, because that's less on you, and it's more about the family time, than the cooking time. So do a potluck. Cheap meat. You have to have turkey or ham? What about a chicken? What says that we have to have turkey on Thanksgiving? Why don't we think out the box on Thanksgiving? Personally, I'm having chicken because the turkeys are 10, 20, 30 pounds. That's too much for the amount of people I'm having. So it's just two people. I'm having chicken with the sides and not too many sides. What about having lasagna with maybe fried chicken? Or what about having a corned beef? Or what about maybe having a pot roast and another meat? Meat that's inexpensive. What about a meatloaf and a pot roast? You see what I'm getting at? So why must we always have turkey? Let's decide also. Instead of maybe sweet potatoes, maybe we have a baked potato, or instead of mac and cheese, maybe we have a green bean salad. You know, so, you know, let's think outside the box and say, all right, fine. We're going to do Thanksgiving, but we're going to do it differently this year. Because really, truly, do we all need the calories? How many of us are diabetics that can't eat all that heavy food? Okay, how many of us can't eat all the heavy food if we're not diabetics? You know what I'm saying? So you can do a nice, healthy course Thanksgiving and it still be good and tasty. It's just less calories and it's not turkey. Excuse me, folks. Think about it. Decorations. A lot of people like to decorate for Thanksgiving. So, again, you start with a budget. 99-cent store is good. You get to like the little turkey plates and maybe the turkey cups. And, you know, you have a little turkey designs and stuff like you do for Christmas. You decorate on a cheap. Okay. 99-cent store. See if your relatives or the people who come, if they have decorations from last year. See if they can bring the decorations. Do everything basic. Basic plates, basic decorations, just basic stuff. You know, and also, you know you can get your pans and stuff from the 99-cent store as well. Excuse me. Or the dollar store. Think about other cultures when you think about Thanksgiving. When it comes to cooking, you can make a Mexican dish. You can make a Spanish dish. If you're into Indian, you can make an Indian dish. That just goes back to me just telling you a few minutes ago, just think outside the box. You can make a Chinese dish. You can add different cultures to your Thanksgiving, which makes it not only cheaper, it makes it a different kind of meal. Because every Thanksgiving, everybody knows it's turkey, it's dressing, it's mac and cheese, it's biscuits, it's maybe a salad, it's vegetables, it's sweet potato. You know what I'm saying? Same old, same old. Let's do something different. Let's, you know, make some pot of chili to go, you know, with the Thanksgiving. Something just says, wow, you know, I never thought about that. And when you cook other food, other cultures' food, it's, like I said, it's much cheaper. Some of it's very tasty. I'm a big Mexican person, so I like Mexican food. I love Spanish food. They can cook the heck out of a roast pork. So, think. Beverages. Okay, we need to stay away from soda. So I'm not even going to tell you about soda, but if you like soda, then sodas are cheap. Also, you have instant tea. You have Kool-Aid. You can get very inexpensive wines that you buy the wines and put the spritzes in, so you make a wine spritzer. You can tell people to bring whatever it is they're drinking, because usually for Thanksgiving, you're not really drinking anything hard. You're doing light stuff. Like I just said, like wine spritzes, which is very inexpensive. I can see you can buy wines in the grocery store now. You can get a big thing of Kool-Aid. If you want to make Kool-Aid, yes, some of us still drink Kool-Aid, folks. You know, which is little packs of instant teas and stuff like that. You don't have to really spend a lot when it comes to beverages. You really don't. Or make a big fruit, get a can of fruit, and make a nice fruit bowl, fruit punch, you know, put in a nice bowl and put some fruits in it. And, you know, if you won't really spike it because you have kids, but, you know, it goes further that way. This is what I'm saying. It stretches your money when you make something big for a lot of people. You can cut down your Thanksgiving by serving a vegetarian meal. It's cheap and it's good for you, okay? A lot of us are not vegetarians, but if we think about vegetarian meals are very, very supposed to be very tasty and very inexpensive. I myself have never had a vegetarian meal, but it's something to think about, which is like butternut squashes and cranberry couscous and things like that. So, again, we're thinking outside the box. If you buy a turkey, if you must buy a turkey, it's like, oh, Thanksgiving is not Thanksgiving without a turkey, then see if you can get one for 59 cents, 99 cents, and see if you can buy a small turkey. And that depends on how many people you're having. See if you buy a small turkey and buy maybe two turkeys. You buy one, you cook now, and you save one for another holiday like Christmas and stuff. See if you can buy two turkeys. And if you buy a small turkey, then you add another meat on the side with it. That's not that expensive. So you're supplementing, you know, your turkey meat with something else. And if it's on sale, make sure that you can get two. Because, like I said, I've seen turkey with 59 cents, 69, and you got to spend $50. Some you have to spend $100 or whatever. I go for the $50 deal because you're going to spend that anyway with just maybe the sides and stuff like that. So get two small turkeys and cook one now, save one for later. These are ways that you can do Thanksgiving on cheap. Even better, let somebody else do all the cooking. Go to somebody else's house and you bring one dish. That's better if you can do it that way. Desserts and rolls. I love desserts. Don't you love desserts? It doesn't even have to be Thanksgiving. I love desserts. Go to discount warehouses, okay? Thrift bread stores, discount intimates houses, anywhere that you can find bread for less. Because I don't know about you, but bread has gotten really expensive. I remember when I used to buy a loaf of bread for like 89 cents. Now the loaf, same loaf of bread is like $3. Bread's expensive. Find out where you can find out if you have a bread discount house, like Hostess or Intimans or a place where they serve cakes and breads cheap. Like we have one, I have one close to me where I can go and get, you know, cakes, like three Intimans cakes for $6, comes out to like $2. Sometimes their bread is 75 cents, bagels and things like that. So it's a good deal. And if you don't get there early, especially around now, they get wiped out by the afternoon. So you really have to get there early. And they give a senior discount. So look for discount houses like that. This year, start saving your money for next year. Because you know around this time, things get expensive. As far as Thanksgiving and the holidays, and maybe you have to go away. Maybe you're visiting family and stuff. Things get very, very expensive. So start saving now. Open up those Christmas clubs. Get another account, savings account set aside. Start putting money in. Start working extra hours. Holidays are expensive. And on that note, a word from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And you, too, can be on the Cheap Cheating Money Show. If you have a commercial that you would like to play for me to play during the show, you are more than welcome to email me, and we will discuss sponsorship, and we will discuss commercials. So don't miss out. Big following, folks. Getting back to Thanksgiving on the cheap, you know what you could do that really will make you feel good? Volunteer. If your church has a soup kitchen, or if you know a place that need extra help for Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is about that. It's about giving. And volunteering makes you feel so good because you are helping other people. You can donate food if you need be to homeless shelters and things like that. Get out and do something that makes you feel good and also help other people. Because usually around now, the churches and different organizations always ask for people to help them serve food, even probably make food, whatever. So go out there and do your part this year in giving back. You know, because Thanksgiving is about being thankful for what you have. And some of us are less fortunate. So it would be good to, you know, find in our hearts to give back to the less fortunate. Getting back to Thanksgiving on a cheap. Think about it, okay? You have to cook for, say, 8-9 people. That can be very pricey, all right? If you do a budget and say, all right, I'm going to serve a meal that costs $5 per person, then you sit down and you make your budget and it's like, I'm only going to spend, if you have it, $75. And at $75, you can do a heck of a lot of things. Let's say if we think out the box, then we're good. We're totally good. Without the turkeys, and we do the chickens, and we do the maybe a cheap brunt roast or whatever. Just think about the things that you want to serve. And if you really know you can't afford it, then ask people, you know, could you bring this, could you bring that? Which a lot of times when people come over, they usually do bring stuff, but sometimes you got to tell them, look, could you make your potato salad to go with this, or could you make your mac and cheese to go with this, or could, you know, sometimes you got to tell people what to make. And again, that alleviates you making a whole bunch of dishes that maybe you can't afford to make right now because times are tough and you got to pay your rent and you got to pay your car net bills and you got to pay other things. Sometimes you just don't have it. All right. A lot of people I find out this year opting to go out to restaurants. I'm not cooking. I'd rather go to a restaurant, let somebody serve me, and, you know, we have a big family thing and call it a day. Going out to restaurants is all well and fine, but if you look in the papers like I do, restaurants, because of this day and because it's so crazy, are getting expensive. Okay, so restaurant now, a Thanksgiving meal will cost you, it'd be cheaper to do it at home, okay? Especially if you're going to a really nice restaurant. I've seen restaurant meals where, you know, it's feed the whole family, it's $150, and you get everything from soup to nuts. It's all well and fine if you've been doing it and you don't mind paying the extra, but sometimes it's much cheaper, like they always say, to just to stay home and do cooking, or go visit someone and let them do cooking. You know, that's up to you. We went over the main dish. We went over desserts. We went over beverages. We went over decorations. Have you ever thought about having Thanksgiving after Thanksgiving? I know Thursday's a big day. I know. But it's Thanksgiving. We do everything on Thanksgiving. What about the day after? That's when the sales are, okay? And the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. You know that's going to be a crazy day, too. So we're not even talk about Black Friday. But what about doing Thanksgiving before Thanksgiving? You know, the Wednesday. Maybe you can get stuff cheaper that way. I mean, or do Thanksgiving on the Saturday. I know you're saying, well, that those are high shopping days, the Friday and the Saturday. Yeah, they are. But I'm just trying to get you to think outside the box. You can do Thanksgiving very cheap. You just have to really think about it. Everybody pitches in. Everybody do their part. Because it's about family. It's not so much about the food. It's about the family. It's about spending time together. It's about giving thanks for being together. It's about giving thanks for being able to do things you do. It's about giving thanks for having abundance of food, family, and friends in your life. That's what Thanksgiving is about. You can do it all on the cheap, which I hope you do it on the cheap. But it's not really about the food. So, you know, don't stress yourself too much about the cooking and everything. It's about family. It's about being together, having a good time, no matter what you eat. Hell, you can eat a bologna sandwich. As long as you got good family and friends and wash it down with a cup of Kool-Aid, we all good. You know what I'm saying? We are all good. On that note, next week, well, actually Monday, we are talking about money in the news. Because the week after that, I will be away. So we are talking about Money in the News Monday. So I want you to be a part of that. Folks, how are you doing? What is going on? We have a few minutes. And you know our few minutes is me time. Is it me? Or is the sweet potato thing with Patti LaBelle crazy? Is that crazy? If you don't know the story, let me tell you. Okay. I like a good sweet potato pie like anybody else. But the story is this. Patti LaBelle has her name on the sweet potatoes made by Walmart. Patti doesn't even make the daggone sweet potatoes. This manufacturer makes these potatoes, sweet potato pies, and they put her name on it, and she signs it, and they put it out there like she's made the daggone pie. Anyway, the pies were selling, but they weren't selling. They were selling okay. Then, you know, this guy went on YouTube and he did one of her pies and, you know, all of a sudden it went viral and everybody and their mother was buying pies. And the pies are $3.40, just say $4 almost. So Walmart sold out of them. She did like $2 million. Well, Walmart sold $2 million in her pies. And they can't keep them on the shelf because this guy had did this viral YouTube about how good her pies are. She, in return, thanked the guy. Patti LaBelle, in return, thanked the guy. But she turned around and said, well, the pies are selling without his help. And great. You know what? It's just crazy. And the reason I'm telling you this is because the power of the Internet is so powerful. You got one guy praising something. Next thing you know, everybody and mother is going out to get this thing that he's praising. It's like, it's crazy. Are we that much of a follower where if someone says, ooh, Kentucky Fried Chicken is so good that we're going to go out and buy a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? And we as minority people are the main ones run out and buy these pies, okay? And it's like only if you had that kind of pull with whatever it is you're selling or whatever it is you're doing, somebody gets on the internet and says, oh, Susan makes these great cupcakes, and all of a sudden, Susan's cupcakes are flying off the shelf. It's just mind-boggling. People, we are such followers and not leaders, okay? We are so happy to make other people rich that we don't think about the consequences of can somebody make us rich? Same goes with all these designer labels. Same goes with all these big houses. Why are we so worried about helping other people when sometimes we can't even help ourselves? So I thought it was crazy. You know, it was nice that he went on the internet and said these pies were good, but for everybody to go out and buy all these pies and stuff and look for these pies and just act crazy, is crazy to me. I mean, that's my opinion, because you can get a cheaper pie somewhere else. She didn't hand make the pie. These were manufactured in a factory. She just has a name and her signature on it. You're making her rich, and you're sitting there struggling when, like I said, you can get a cheaper pie at Marbell's down the street probably, or tell your grandmama to make you a pie, or you can probably make one yourself. Nobody's watching YouTube videos on how to make sweet potato pies, I see. That's just my opinion, folks. I just think it's crazy that we support everybody else, but we don't support ourselves. Okay, so on that note, what else is going on? I hope, and I do mean this from the bottom of my heart, that you are not crazy enough to go on Black Friday out there with them crazy folks to buy gifts that people will and will not appreciate and you may or may not can afford, okay? Don't fall into the hype, folks. That's what it is. It's hype. People run out to buy so-called discounts on things that are not really discounted. They run up their credit card bills. They mortgage off their houses for stuff. It's not that important. What's important to you is quality time. What's important to you is making sure you have a roof over your head, a couple of dollars in your pocket, and your food in your belly. What's important to you is your children, your family, the people around you, the people who make you laugh and smile and cry. Those are things that are important. Running out here fighting and cussing and for a big screen TV that used to be $500 is now $150, that's not important. That is not important at all. So don't believe the hype and don't fall into the craziness of Black Friday. Please, wait. If you have to buy gifts, you should have bought them in the summertime. But if you waited too late and you didn't buy them at the yard sales and the flea markets, you still got flea markets going on now. So go to flea market where it's less craziness. Tell a lot of people when it comes to holidays, I'll take a rain check. Give me a rain check until after the craziness dies down and, you know, you get the gifts. I know, especially with kids, they're looking for things from Santa and everything like that. Again, you can still find those cheap as well. Don't fall into the hype. Don't fall into the craziness, because a lot of times when you buy all the stuff, it's way overpriced and you really don't need it. So, again, you know, I sit home on Black Friday and I just watch the TV and sit, because to me it's good entertainment. It's really them fools out there fighting over something that's just ridiculous. It's good entertainment. So plan your holidays accordingly. And on that note, don't forget tomorrow we're having Money in the News, where we talk about everything regarding economics, the credit card debt, all that good stuff that we talk about when we talk about Money in the News. On that note, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. And don't forget, free stuff. I'm giving away free stuff. All you have to do is answer some questions. So you know you want to be part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show by wearing the Cheap Cheetah T-shirts and the having the bags. I got the nice holiday bags for you, all that good stuff. Just visit my Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook, and I'll let you know what's going on as far as answering questions and stuff and getting free Cheap Cheetah gifts. All right, folks, on that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you, and I appreciate you. And I thank you for being part of Cheap Cheetah Money Show. On that note, have a great, great Cheap Cheetah week and save that money.